It's been almost 4 years since former Wall Street executive Bruce Lisman founded Campaign for Vermont, but only recently has he begun using his platform to castigate the Shumlin administration publicly. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Lisman might be setting the stage for what could be a wide-open race for governor in 2016.
On the day after the November election, Bruce Lisman fired off a missive to media outlets across Vermont. Lisman's comments went mostly unnoticed in the post-election hubbub, but they were notable for the sharpness of their barbs, as Lisman lamented the, quote, special hell, unquote, of bad policy under Governor Peter Shumlin. More recently, the retired Wall Street executive circulated an op-ed decrying Shumlin's, quote, disastrous management of the budget.
I wouldn't call anyone from a distance incompetent unless I thought, well, this is fairly obvious to me, and let me explain to you why that's so.
After working on the fringes of the public policy arena, Bruce Lisman seems to be finding his political voice. He's poured well over $1 million of his own money into Campaign for Vermont, the public policy group that has pushed for broad reforms in public education, government spending, and economic development. Until Shumlin's near defeat in November, Lisman had mostly refrained from personal attacks on the governor.
We really were a high road, certainly no politicals, nothing that smacked of political action, more policy action.
Lately, though, Lisman has assumed a more contentious tone.
And one of the consequences of this election was that people declared what they wanted was someone who was thinking of them and working on their behalf.
So is Lisman gunning to be that guy? Lisman moved back to his native Vermont in 2008 after retiring from her lucrative career on Wall Street. Since founding Campaign for Vermont in 2011, he's deflected inquiries about his political ambition. He continues to do so today, and asked whether he's pondering a run for the state's top office, he offers this.
I don't give it a lot of thought. I guess I'm in the same place I've been. I don't give it a ton of thought. It's nice that you asked. Thank you. It's nice of you to ask in that way.
Lisman, though, has apparently given the prospect of a gubernatorial run enough consideration to have purchased the internet domain name lismanforgovernor.com.
And lots of people have, post-election, said to me, gosh, you should have run, or I hope you run next time. And that's nice. I mean, it's a nice thing to hear. It's very flattering.
Lisman says that, for now, he'll work to influence public policy from under the auspices of Campaign for Vermont, where the organization has given special focus to management of the state budget under Shumlin and the Democratic majority in the legislature.
Growing a budget at nearly 5% a year when incomes were coming in at significantly lower rates was a recipe for disaster, particularly because they were using one-time funds and were expanding programs.
Lisman has also derided the revenue proposal Peter Shumlin has offered to boost funding for Medicaid.
Do we need a payroll tax? We think not. Should we have a payroll tax? It's a terrible idea. So an example of bad policy resulting in really bad tactics.
Lisman earned perhaps his most prominent public policy role to date earlier this month when House Speaker Shap Smith asked him to help craft economic development legislation for the legislature. Campaign for Vermont will unveil its latest policy proposals later this week when Lisman presents a reform plan for the Agency of Human Services. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.